something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Calabar, Calabar Ministry Center, Central Church, 16 Ayo Eta Street, off Barracks Road, Calabar, Cross River States, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 0806-738-2777 or 081-179-76302 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. This message is titled Fellowship Through Prayer.
Hallelujah. In St. John's Gospel, chapter 15, Jesus said in verse number 5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. Say that with me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. Then he said, he that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Now, without me there means apart from me, severed from me, ye can do nothing. Cut off from me, ye can do nothing. He says, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. It is the one who abides in me and I in him is the one who brings forth much fruit. You know, sometime back I taught you about that there are fruits, then more fruits, and then much fruit, the Bible says. Three classes of productivity. Some people bring forth fruit. Some bring forth more fruit. Some bring forth much fruit. Now, he tells us how to do that. Okay, I'm going to read now from verse number 1. I'd like you to just catch the picture. From verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now, he says, when you bring forth fruit, he will prune you. Or like the King James says, he'll purge you, that you may bring forth more fruit. So if you're bringing forth fruit, the plan of the master for your life is to bring forth more fruit by taking away from your life those things that hinder growth and productivity and fruitfulness, you understand? So he'll get rid of that stuff from your life so that you can produce more fruit. Because he doesn't want you just producing fruit. He wants you to bring forth more fruit. And then, look at it. He says, every branch, verse 2, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. So he doesn't have any fellowship with those who don't bring forth fruit. He doesn't have any time to play games with them. He says, those who do not produce fruit, Papa God cuts them off. He takes them away. Are you still there? And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it. The right word there is to prune. You understand? I've said it several times. Okay. He purgeth it that it may bring forth more fruit. Hallelujah. That it may bring forth more. You're producing fruit, but God wants you to bring forth more fruit. So he'll work on you. He'll take away the wrong stuff from your life. He'll show you the light in your heart. The Bible says the candle, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching the inward parts of the belly. Your spirit is given light. So you can search the inside of you. Hallelujah. He prunes it. He cuts off the ends of the branches. He cuts off the wrong growth. He prunes it that it may bring forth more fruit. Then it says, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me. He tells you, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself. It can't do it alone. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. Oh, how I love that statement from Jesus. That settles it for my life. He says he is the vine. We are the branches. Meaning we got the same life. We're called by the same name. You don't call the vine one name and call the branches another name. No wonder he says we're joint heirs with him. Everything that belongs to the vine belongs to the branches. I would to God that that would tell you something. Who we really are. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The word of God that we preach. As long as you have certain things in your life, like bitterness at work, bitterness against those who you work with, bitterness against your spouse, unhappiness because of what you're going through on the job, things that you have suffered in your past. You know, older people have a lot of concern. Young people don't care about anything. When they hear the word of God, they go for it. And when you're older, you have too many carryovers. Are you hearing me? Because, you know, when you see people who say, I've been in that church 5 years and my life hasn't changed. Because their minds are old. Their minds are old. I'm not talking about the physical bodies. There's some young people who think old. Are you hearing me? Some young people think old. As long as you see things, what does the Bible say about the generation that came out with Moses? The Bible says they could not enter into the promised land because of unpersuadableness. They could not be persuaded. They were hesitant. And when you got all this wrong stuff in your life, you're hesitant. You're hesitant. So the word of God doesn't produce result quickly. The hesitant. So they say, well, I've been in that church 5 years. My life hasn't changed. Why? Why hasn't it changed? You got too many things inside that are choking the word. They're choking the word. And that's what happened in the wilderness with the people that came out of Egypt with Moses. They spent 40 years in the wilderness complaining, bitter, strife from time to time. They strove with Moses. And so God said, none of them enter. And he made sure they all perished in the wilderness. But their children that were growing up in the wilderness, who saw the miracles of God and had no stupid questions and didn't know about Egypt enough to want to go back there, glory to God. They were the ones that went into the promised land. See, the people who know too much of the world. There's too much of the world in them. You understand what I'm talking about? They've got too much of the world, the old world in them. They know that tablet works. You understand? They know too much of medicine to have a miracle. They've been there so long, so they call for the onions and the garlic. They are the ones that tell us, don't you think you're going too far? Why don't you go get those drugs? There's nothing wrong with drugs. I'm just telling you how that their faith is more on that than anything else. They're hesitant about the miraculous. They're the ones that go everywhere else first and come to God last. So God couldn't take them from Egypt to the promised land. They perished in the wilderness. They couldn't go on. So it's not enough to come out of Egypt. Don't stop in the wilderness. That's where many people pack up. They pack up in the wilderness. They couldn't go any farther. There was too much of Egypt in them. So the miracles of God that took place in the wilderness didn't persuade them enough. Oh, they know the Bible. They can quote the scripture. You talk with them, you know they're out loud all the scripture. But it's still not enough. It's still not enough how we need the Holy Ghost in our life. Because I tell you something, it's the Holy Spirit that can cause you to do something that you know, which you will not do otherwise. Let me explain that to you. There's a lot of people who know what to do, but cannot do it. The inspiration to cause them to do it is not. Do you know that's why a lot of good people are poor? Do you know that's why a lot of good people suffer? Bad things happen to a lot of good people and keep them there. And yet that's not the plan of God. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0806-738-2777 or 081-179-76302 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Calabar, Calabar Ministry Center, Central Church, 16 Ayo Eta Street, off Barracks Road, Calabar, Cross River State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0806-738-2777 or 081-179-76302 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. This message is titled Fellowship Through Prayer. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveworldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.